Here in California, the city of Oakland nervously awaits a verdict in the racially charged trial of a former Bay Area transit policeman. The then officer, who is white, is charged with fatally shooting while on duty an unarmed black man on New Year's Day 2009. Train passengers captured the incident on video. The police shooting stirred up emotion so much in Oakland, the trial was moved to Los Angeles. NPR's Richard Gonzalez is following the case, which is now in the hands of the jury.
The videos show different angles of the same grim scene. 22-year-old Oscar Grant is being detained by police, suspected of having been in a fight. He's lying face down on a train platform. Former BART officer Johannes Messerly is above him, and then the gunshot. On the witness stand, Messerly broke down in tears and called it a huge mistake. He said he intended to reach for his taser and was stunned by the sound of a pop. Messerly said he was even more shocked to see the gun in his hand. He said he has no memory of going for his gun or pulling the trigger. Prosecutors paint a different picture. They say Messerly and his fellow BART officers were trying to subdue Grant when the defendant lost control of his emotions and used his gun. The DA says that amounts to second-degree murder. Grant's uncle, Cephas Johnson, agrees.
It is our hope, as a family, again, that the jurors are looking at it from the perspective that I would look at it from, and that is that it leads to second-degree murder.
There's been a series of delays in jury deliberations, leaving Oakland residents and law enforcement on edge. The city is hoping to avoid more violent protests like the one that happened soon after the shooting. Storefronts were vandalized and a police car was burned. Now Oakland police are on 12-hour shifts and have undergone riot training. A demonstration is planned for the evening of the verdict, but Police Chief Anthony Batts is trying to talk down expectations of violence.
We will deal with the individuals. We will not deal with the entire crowd. If you have individuals that are doing things that are dysfunctional or illegal, we will take action pretty quickly to resolve that.
Still, there's a lot of pent-up tension, especially in Oakland's African-American community, where a verdict of less than murder would not be welcomed. Leslie Phillips is with the New Year's Movement for Justice, a group formed in the wake of Oscar Grant's death.
Police brutality is rampant in our community. There is hardly a single person in Oakland, especially a black person in Oakland, who hasn't been affected by police brutality. And when you add that up for generation upon generation, you can understand where that anger and that rage and that frustration comes from.
Some downtown merchants have boarded up their storefronts. Others, in a sign of solidarity, have posters of Oscar Grant pasted to their windows. Yet for all the anger, there are many who believe violence would be another setback for the beleaguered city. This is resident Kelly Brock.
And the poor businesses in Oakland, those people do not deserve to have their businesses vandalized, and they haven't done anything. Oakland needs to step up and stop this. It's been going on for too long.
Back in Los Angeles, Oscar Grant's uncle, Cephas Johnson, says he hopes Oakland will remain calm.
I have stated many times before, the family is of a nonviolent nature. And it is our belief that the activists that we have come to know that has been supporting us, embracing us, will demonstrate in a nonviolent nature. You know, that is our prayer and our wish.
The jury resumes deliberations today. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Los Angeles.